Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. It's Tree, and I'm glad to be here tonight. We got a cool show, and it's all about numerology. And did you know that every name has a vibrational number or a number that goes with it that carries a significant vibration? Okay? Is that not cool or what? The Archangels, they have their own vibrational number, too, with their name. So anyway, you know, and you and I, we have a number that goes with our name and our birth date, you know, too, as well. Like, my birthday is March 19th, and my number, I would, instead of 1 and 9 being 10, that would, you know, a compound number, which is two digits. There's you would shorten it and have 10 and then a 1, okay? So that's my number, my birth number. We have our name number, okay, too, as well. Like, I have a friend of mine that just did her name tonight, and it carries the number 6 with it, and which is kind of cool. It's all about feminine and essence, and it also carries a vibration of money. So when you have being feminine, you have lots of money. How cool is that, you know? And Raphael, like I said, I see Raphael as a male angel. He has his own vibration, too, as well. So I'm going to give you an idea about what's his name, his number for his name. You can contact Raphael anytime, but this is the number for his name. So R carries a number with it, and A. So you add those two numbers together, and then P. You would take the P and add that one together too with it. And then you would have the H, and then you would have the E, which carries a significant E, so it's not high vibrational number anyway. And then you would have the L. And so once you get that, then you would add them all together. That takes a little time. So hold on a second. So we did that, and his number that he vibrates to is a eight, the number 8. And what does the 8 mean? Okay, so if you want to really work with Archangel Raphael, then use the number 8, or not really if you want to, because he works with anybody at any time, but that's the number, that's the numerology for his name. Okay, so the 8 is the number of infinity, right? You know, so we've seen that forever, and it's been in books, and things have been written about it, but it is the number of infinity, okay? So it goes on forever and ever. It's a really high vibration for love and healing. And so that's Raphael's number. Michael, the number 11, which is a high number. And that's a master number, okay? So 11 a.m. in the morning, 11 p.m., that's when his name is, that's a high vibration too as well. I'm not saying that you can't contact, I want to reiterate that, but I'm just saying that every name has a vibration. I have a friend of mine, as I told you, I just did hers, and hers was a number 6. And you also have a birth number too. So there's a lot of things in this that you can take into consideration. But the one thing about it is that you know, when you've got it, you can use those to sign contracts with. You can use that to, you know, get information if you're like my number for me is a 7 for my name. And so, you know, if I wanted to sign a contract at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m., which would be good, okay? So that's something right there. Anyway, I'm going to do Leslie. I see you on the phone, and I know you, so I'm going to do your number, your name, your vibration for your name. So, and then I'll read the definition for it to you, and then I'll do another archangel too as well. As I said, you don't have to what I think for the vibration name is that I get that you, if you can just break it down to where it's not a double number, it would be a single number would be the best, okay? So Leslie, it's L-E-S-L-I-E. So let's start with your first letter of your name, which is L, okay, got that. Second letter of your name, which is E, got that. And then the third letter is S. And I'm looking and see, what is the S one as well? That doesn't happen. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on one second. Okay. Got that one. And then you have an L again. And then you have an I. I, by the way, in numerology is a really high vibration. Okay, so just to let you know that letter in particular. Okay, so then you have an E, which, okay, I'm looking at it again. Okay, so then your name, your number for your name is a 2. Okay, so you have that. What does 2 mean? Well, 2 is one of partnership, which I think you and I've talked about before. It's about finding a partner, a partnership with yourself, in those kind of things. So I'm going to give it to you the exact definition right now, 2 as well. So the number 2 vibrates to the moon. It also represents imagination, parenthood, and sensitivity. It's a number of conception, childbirth, and dreams. So I know that you started your life, you're doing your life's work a little bit later. And went back to school to get your degree. So anyway, that's your name vibrates to the number 2. Okay. So didn't have to shorten it and that kind of thing. So you just remember that if you want to sign a contract at 2 p.m., call your man, get married at 2 p.m. or 6 p.m., you know, any of those things would work. The moon, so Archangel Haniel, her number is 2, is the number 2. And she's responsible for the energy. And she also helps you with your clairvoyant abilities. She also helps you with imagination, which your number holds, and grace, and working with the moon energy. Okay, so you not only have the archangel that has the same number as you do, but you also have the archangel that works with moon energy, and I know that you do as well. Okay, you don't do that as well, but maybe you do, I'm not sure. But the number 2 works with moon energy. So how cool is that? You know what I mean? And so those are a couple things. Anyway, I think I see another person on here that I know, Angela. Let me look at your number, your name number, and let you know what it means. I'm trying to pick out people I know, you know what I mean, and get a scan, you know, done for you. And as I said, I like this because I'll do a guy, like if I'm dating someone or starting to date someone and I want to know about it, a little bit more about him, then I'll look his name up, you know, because every carries a number of operation. Okay, so Angela, A, okay, got that one. And then it got the N, which is that one too, okay. So I'm adding together, and I can go through it all, but you never remember it. So, maybe you will, but I'm not going to do that because it's one. Okay, and then I've got the G, okay. And then I've got the E, which is, okay, got that one too as well. And then I've got the L, okay. So let's look at the L. What does that one add up to? Okay. And then I've got another A. Okay, good. So your number is number 9. And 9 is, I got to tell you, 9 is a really powerful number because that's the number of Jesus Christ, okay. So his name vibrates to that number. And what does 9 mean? Well, you could also put the kind of foods that you would eat. And I think some numbers do carry that with it, what kind of vibration, you know what I mean? You know, what kind of foods that you should eat with it. So I'm going to look it up right now so I can tell you what your number and your name means and the number with it. Number 9 vibrates to the planet Mars, and it represents aggressive action, generation, courage, and resolving conflicts. That's what he's doing. It's a number of originality and also being extremely intuitive. It also I don't know where that's probably the number of Christ. And there's all the numbers really represent a lot of different things, okay, do you understand? So there's no bad number. There's just, you know, when you look at how you got your name and it represents who you are, like I know that you're extremely intuitive. You're very sensitive. You have a huge soul, as we all do, that represents a soul number taking care of other souls. That's what that means because I'm looking at that now. And you take care of your little boy, who I know he came in here with some special needs. So that's something that you have, you know, that's in your name. And what I find really, really original is that most of the time, our parents, they name us and make and it really suits us on a vibrational level, you know. Now, I want to get you guys to remember something, too. Your first name is just one aspect. You can also have your last name. If you use your middle name all the time or if people call you your middle name, that is a vibration that would have worked with you even more, okay? So, let's say, my middle name is Lee. I used to Lee. So I wouldn't add that in my numerology for my name because it doesn't vibrate to me. I very rarely use it. Most of the time, just on legal documents. So those are a couple things there. And as I said, Archangel Michael vibrates to a number 11. Okay, so I like 11. It's a master number, and it's a really high vibration. So let's look at number 11 for Michael. Okay, and then that will be guys. And 11 p.m., 11 a.m., that's the name you can call on him anytime because the angels are there for us no matter what, okay? It's the number of, he helps with trials and tribulations of us. His number represents that. It's the number of opposites. And he helps men and women, okay, or souls. And it's compatibility. And it's the number. Helps with life purpose. So that gives you an idea about what he is amazing, okay, there too as well. So let's look at Archangel Haniel. We know she's a number two because she's moon energy, and that's in her name. That's what she does, works with moon energy, works with clairvoyance, and works with, all psychic abilities. So let's look at Archangel Gabriel. And a lot of times we have Archangel Gabriel helping us with our communication, with our work, getting it out there in the public. On that end, I'm going to say this really quickly. We have a special speaker on Thursday night. He's going to talk all about speaking. He's going to talk all about marketing your spiritual business. You guys do not want to miss it. So if you're doing any kind of business, it's all a spiritual business, isn't it? If you want to make more money and you want to get your work out there, this is the way. Okay. Thank you, Leslie. I got your message. Okay. So, Archangel Gabriel. The start of her name is 3, and the second letter of her name is A. And then R. Okay, I'm adding it all up so we can, and I'm doing it, breaking it down for you. Okay, and then I. Okay, and then, good deal. Her number is the number 7, okay? So 7 is really spiritual. Some of the most spiritual numbers out there. And, 2 as well, in the Christianity, I think. But in the number 7 means spirituality, getting your work out there, okay? Because that's my name. It's my number is a 7 as well. So 7 a.m., 7 p.m., but you can call on her whenever you want. And but I'm just telling you that's what her name is, too. So she also vibrates to the planet Neptune, which is what Pisces are as well. And sensitivity, sympathy, mystery, and also communication, getting your work out there, and that's what she does. Okay? So that's a little bit about Archangel Gabriel. She is the one with communication and helps with that. Right? And then with another popular, I'm going to just go through a couple of them here because if you want to know anything about your numerology, you can always call me and we'll talk about it even more. But we have Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and let's do another one that I think is Archangel Sandalbaum, okay? And that's the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, okay? Or the that if you believe in Christianity. You know, and so his number is at 3 p.m., 3 a.m. You know, that's the most powerful his name is. Although it doesn't resonate that it's just about his name, who he is, okay? So his power, anytime. And he helps, you know, he helps his humans with different aspects of, as archangels do. We'll share that with you in just a second. Archangel San Juan, he was actually one of the archangels that had a computer as a human being, and then became, legend has it, that he became an archangel. And he helps with music, prayer, living, and answering. And also babies, unborn babies, and determining if you want to know that. I think a good ultrasound will do the same thing these days. But you can call on to help you, you know, with that little aspect that you have there. But you know, that his number three is the number of 3 a.m. And I'm going to read that the definition to you as well, so you guys get a better idea about it. And let's say you have an animal, and you want to use the you know, you're an animal like a dog. You know what I mean? And what is a dog? A dog, every name carries vibration, everything does, okay? So, you know, dogs and have a lot of feeling and will and help you and manifest in. And I think that's true. So, you know, if you're looking for people or animals or to become a better friend, to become more loyal, then, you know, you can use your totem animal. And if it's one that has a name, you know, that it has a name and also the qualities that you're looking for. Okay, so a dog is as well. So that'd be cool. You know, so you can use that as one of your totems or, you know, looking as one of your earth angels, so to speak. If you're looking for more loyalty, more love in your life, and that. Okay, number three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, it's a Trinity, and it's, you know, you can use that too as well. It is also the number of great manifestation. You can make things happen there, and on the positive and the negative. So you would always want to be high, and that's something that I know is really, really important. Keeping your thoughts high with that. They have a love of people. And dogs are number three. And I just told you that Archangel Santa is a pretty good name. And they have a love of purple, with the three people. So purple, love, loyalty, that's their strength there. And they really are helpful in helping level, okay? The archangels do on some level. And as I said, I thought this was neat because I love dogs, and I know a lot of you guys do. The dogs too, kind of the name dog is the number three as well, okay? So those are a couple things that I think are really key. I went through a lot of numerology tonight, but I want to give you one name. A lot of people that have called. But I'm not going to be able to go through all of you guys. If you want to know, a text and angelcoach.org, and I'll go through it with you. But you know, you have an celebration, you have a birthday celebration, and you have a first and last name. So, send me an email, give me a phone call, and we'll go through it with you. And what I always do, remember I told you my number was 7. I told you my number was a 7, and so I always try to use my number in my name to sign, you know, if I'm going to use it, sign a contract or do something, I'll do it at 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. So if I'm going to, you know, my number is a number 10 in my birth number because it's, you know, March the 19th. And so what I do is I have the 1 and the 0, and I add them together. And so, you know, I'll do it at 10 p.m., 10 a.m., or if I can, I'll just shorten it because the 1 and the 0 add up to 1. So there's just a lot of different things there. You're not just one number, but you know various numbers. And the most important thing to remember is taking your first name, your last name, and adding them together, okay? Jesus Christ, as I said, was a number 9, and such a cool number, which I read to you guys the meaning of that too as well. So anyway, I hope that helps you, and each of the archangels have one. I'm trying to skip around a little bit, give you a little bit of everything there. And if you want to know more, just email me, TariaAngelCoaches.org, Facebook me at facebook.com/angelcoaches, and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about my numerology. And or you can also call me, 954-636-9401, and we can chat there for a few minutes too as well. A couple of different things. Thursday night we have Angel Coaches, How to Market Your Spiritual Business. And, you know, guys, everything is spiritual, okay? You know, every interaction we have with people, the interaction I'm having with you guys tonight or when you download this later is a spiritual business. You're my teacher and I'm yours, right? And that's the way we have to remember that. But if you're looking to have a spiritual business, I know that some of you guys are nurses and teachers and healers in the way that you do it. You want to become an angel coach, and there's an opportunity out there for you as well. Send me an email. But but you don't want to miss the show. It's incredible because whatever you do, you want to have a prosperous life, right? And so we have a whole marketing team with angel coaches that's going to show you how to do that, okay? And how to market your business, how to market yourself, where you can make the most and get the most benefits from it. I'm excited about it because it took us a while to get this team together. But now that we have it, I want to make sure everybody benefits. That's one thing. The other thing is I'm looking for angel coaches. Okay, I've got a group of women now and a couple men that are going to be, but we're getting ready to hit some really wonderful markets, marketing, with the internet and where we can market your books, your videos, your audios, whatever you have, meditations, maybe you've written books or writing a book, ebook. So just that in mind too as well. I'd love to see you be a part of Angel Coaches, and we've got websites available and the whole thing, you know, websites and marketing, and we can work as one, okay, and everybody benefits, with prosperity in their heart by being able to get their work out there, in their bank account by being paid to get their work out there. And so that's kind of exciting. Okay. Anyway, this has been a little bit of a short call tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. As I said, follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and also angelcoaches.org. And like our page. Okay. If you've got any comments, then let us know what you're thinking. If you'd like it, got a great show idea, please post it there and send me a text or an email or Facebook me about it. Okay, like our page, as I said, follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and love to hear your thoughts and your ideas. I've left the Angel Coaches Facebook page open for anybody to put something down there, as long as it's light and love, right? Got a lot of negativity, so to support each other on our Facebook page is important. And so we can all, move forward and take everybody with us, okay? You guys have a great now, and it was a pleasure doing this show tonight with you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.